All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome in to Daily Faceoff Live, your go-to source for everything hockey. Live every weekday at noon Eastern.
Happy Friday, hockey fans, and welcome in to Daily Faceoff Live. We're streaming live over on the DFO YouTube, as we do every weekday. And as always, we're looking for your inbox questions. So drop them in with the hashtag AskDFO. As always, we're also brought to you by Betano. The game starts now at Betano.ca, a wild sports weekend on tap. They got it all over at Betano. I'm Tyler Yaremchuk. He is our Daily Faceoff insider, Frank Saravalli. Frank, happy Friday.
Yeah, sliding into the weekend faster than a Bryson DeChambeau drive.
Perfect. Ooh,
he's going to choke. Mark my words. He will choke, Frank.
I don't doubt it. He seems, he has some winning pedigree, of course. I don't know. Something seems a little off there.
A little bit. Before we get into our show, just quickly, a couple points of injury news. Filip Hedl on the ice for the New York Rangers today, Frank. They're obviously not going to rush anything. It's been a tough year for Hedl. If he can get back, one, an unbelievable story for him personally. He's been through a lot this season. Two, massive boost for the Rangers.
Massive boost and optionality or flexibility for Peter Laviolette with his lineup. You've got Wennberg there, of course, who was slated to fill that 3C role. You could slide him to the wing. You could slide Hedl to the wing. You got all sorts of options, and a team that kind of, I know fans were disappointed that they didn't swing bigger for the fences at the deadline. Maybe this makes sense, and the Rangers are playing well at the right time of year.
Connor McDavid also did not skate with his Oilers teammates today. He was on the ice by himself at Rogers Place. So still, I think, officially listed as a game time decision ahead of tonight's game between the Oilers and Coyotes. But let's get into our four topics for today's show, Frank, and start with what went down last night. It was a busy night when it comes to the Eastern Conference playoff push, and it was Sidney Crosby pushing the Pittsburgh Penguins to victory. A 3-point night for number 87 as the Penguins beat the Red Wings in overtime in a game that was really a microcosm of their season. Their power play let them down. It was an absolute roller coaster, and Sidney Crosby played hero. The Penguins get a massive 2 points, and Sidney Crosby gets his 1,000th career point with that assist in overtime, which also pushes him into the top 10 all-time in points. Listen, to sit here and say this has cemented Sidney Crosby as a Mount Rushmore kind of player, he cemented himself a long time ago, but it's a big accomplishment nonetheless.
Yeah, 1,000 career assists is certainly really impressive. More than that, takes 10th possession of 10th place all time in scoring, as you see here. And it's really more the circumstances that make it impressive. It's not just him carrying this team on his back as he's done all season. It's doing it on a night in which, I mean, for the most part, you're looking at, you know, speaking of choke, like the Penguins were up 5-3, then tied, and they're all over the place. And it's Crosby who, in no surprise to no one, is, you know, the clutch guy in clutch moments. So it's all those things wrapped into one. And look, I know statistically the math would say that the Penguins are slightly better than a 50-50 shot to get in. They're the team I'd be betting on in that Eastern Conference wildcard race. The Islanders, you know, they haven't locked down their position either, but feels like right at this exact moment in time, the Islanders and the Penguins are the two teams that should make it in based on the way that they've played of late.
Yeah, you sort of do the math problem side of things and keep in mind that Pittsburgh does have the tiebreaker over both Washington and Detroit at this moment. They're two regulation wins ahead of the Capitals, four ahead of the Red Wings. So the most in terms of total points that Washington and Detroit can get to is 91. Pittsburgh, if they just go, well, 2-0-1, they're going to get to 91 as well. So that's kind of the magic number-esque record that the Penguins will need here down the stretch. But they pick up a massive 2 points last night in Detroit, dropping a massive 2 points. Oh, go ahead, Frank.
I was just going to say, you got to read the story today from Paul Peduti on dailyfaceoff.com at Adjusted Hockey. I tweeted the link to it. If you're looking for additional perspective on Crosby, we always have this debate, who's, you know, on the NHL's Mount Rushmore. He sizes everyone up, and it's just so perfectly timed given the conversation that we're having. The graphics are unbelievable. The writing is excellent. Like, this is next level stuff from Paul that I think will answer or solve a lot of debates that are happening in living rooms and tap rooms around the continent.
Yeah, I'll give all the hockey fans listening a piece of advice. If you see a story written by Paul Peduti, just click it because you'll learn a handful of things in that story. Just quickly before we move off the Penguins, actually, I mentioned needing that 2-0-1 record. That's their control their own fate number. This is their remaining schedule here as they head down the stretch. They're at home tomorrow to the Boston Bruins. Monday, they'll host the Nashville Predators, and then they will wrap up their season next Wednesday with a game against the red-hot New York Islanders, who we'll touch on in a second as well. But Frank, it was the Washington Capitals who had their playoff hopes. Well, their playoff hopes took a pretty big hit last night with a loss to the Buffalo Sabres. They are now 1 point back of the Pittsburgh Penguins with the same number of games played. Their remaining schedule is no walk in the park either. They have to go up against the Lightning, the Bruins, and then the Flyers on Tuesday to wrap up their season. So they'll know how many points they finish with before the Penguins play their final game of the season. But just back to last night, a massive missed opportunity. They go into the evening, again, in the driver's seat in the sense they control their own fate. They go to bed last night no longer having that luxury.
Yeah, and that's really tough also to lose to a non-playoff team who, if you've been paying attention, I've been saying for the last number of weeks, I love the way Buffalo has played since January 1. We're talking 93-point pace for the Sabres, which this year would get you in. Unfortunately, they don't award playoff spots based on half of a season played, and so the Sabres have some work to do, but man, what a missed opportunity for this Caps team that we talked earlier in the week. They beat Detroit. They find a way to come through just when you count them out. And so certainly not willing to declare them dead by any stretch of the imagination, but that is certainly a damaging loss in their playoff hopes. And who knows, maybe they get through this 3-game in 4-night stretch on Tuesday night against the Flyers, and maybe the Flyers are dummied by then. And then you have an opportunity heading into that final game. Teams last year, we know, you talked about their schedule not being a walk in the park. Some of the teams that had non-playoff teams down the stretch, that's what ended up crippling them. It wasn't the games against some of the upper echelon teams or playoff-bound teams like you see with the cap schedule with the Lightning and Bruins, but it's not going to be easy. And I said yesterday, it's kind of fitting that it's seemingly going to come down to Caps or Pens for that eighth seed.
Elsewhere last night, we had the Philadelphia Flyers snapping out of their losing skid, but it's probably going to be too little too late, Frank. Impressive that they were able to beat the Rangers 4-1, but they would have to win out in their final two games. That would put them at 89 points. They would also need the Penguins to lose two of their final three in regulation. So too little too late for the Flyers, I think, is the line.
Yeah, it's exactly right. And I would say the math just certainly isn't working in their favor.
The New York Islanders won their sixth game in a row yesterday, 8-2 in their last 10. We had joked for the last couple of weeks that if just one team goes and wins 8 of their next 10, they're going to lock themselves in. The Islanders get an OT winner from Kyle Palmieri to do exactly that. They now sit third in the Metro, 3 points clear of the Penguins and 4 points clear of the Capitals and Red Wings. So their magic number is more or less 2 at this point. They just got to get 2 points to get up to that 91. I guess you could say 3 in the event they don't win the tiebreaker over those teams, but they got a scare in them from Montreal last night.
And the Philadelphia Flyers got walloped by Montreal earlier in the week. So don't take these non-playoff teams lightly. That's the message.
Yeah, that's always the thing with games in hand. And when we do the look ahead at the schedule and say, well, that's an easy game and that's an easy game. They're only easy games if you actually go out and win them.
There are no scheduled wins in the NHL. It's not how it works. Other sports, that may be the case. That's not how it works in hockey.
Yeah, and we all remember last year, Buddy Robinson sinking the Penguins playoff hopes. That's an all-timer. Yeah.
Buddy Robinson.
Yeah, let's get to the news we saw off the ice yesterday, and it was significant. The Vegas Golden Knights have locked up Noah Hanifin. They acquire him at the deadline from the Calgary Flames, and yesterday it was announced he's got a shiny new 8-year extension to remain a Golden Knight through the prime of his career, a $7.35 million cap hit for Hanifin as well. What did you make of the value here, and what do you make of Vegas locking up their guy after getting him at the deadline?
I think the value is spot on. I think the Calgary Flames had extended an offer of 8 years times $7.5 million. I don't think they were willing to go north of that. So some would say, oh, he took a slight discount in Vegas. But when you actually size up the net of the deal based on Vegas or Nevada, being a no state income tax state, what you're talking about here is Noah Hanifin, even though he takes less in gross pay in net pay, he's going to get an additional $6 million based off of what he would have earned in Calgary. So that's a big deal. It seems like he's been a pretty good fit in Vegas. Obviously, they go out and spend the assets to get him because they thought that they would have an opportunity to re-sign him. Took a little while to materialize. I'd say based on the film that we broke down with our guy John Goyens earlier in the week on Vegas, I'm not entirely sold on him running their power play based on some hiccups that they've had. But really, when you look at this, and I saw some commentary on social media, I did Calgary radio this morning, and people are like, how does Vegas get away with this? What's happening? And I'm like, guys, there's nothing offside about the Vegas Golden Knights re-signing Noah Hanifin. They're basically taking the $5.2 million that's coming off the books from Alec Martinez and sliding that to Hanifin, plus half of the salary cap increase that's coming this summer. That's $4.3 million. So that's Hanifin right there. And you've still got another $2 million of the increase to play with. I don't know that that gets you Jonathan Marchessault re-signed, who's had a fantastic 40-plus goal season again. But when you look at Marchessault and him turning 34 next season, maybe after this playoff run, they just decide to shake hands and say goodbye to another golden misfit like they did with Riley Smith last summer. Different situation because they trade him. But you can't afford to keep everyone. And at 34, even though Marchessault has been outstanding this year, either that or maybe they've got something else up their sleeve.
Yeah, unless they know something about their roster, about a player that maybe we don't. But when you go look at it, look at that roster as well, Frank, like outside of the pending UFAs, it was like, okay, what are there any bad contracts that they could maybe look to move to get some cap space or anything like that? I go through that roster and I flat out don't see any. I know they have the LTIR space that could potentially be a factor for them to play with, but I look at that. I don't see a piece on that right now on that team that they're going to be looking to move on from magically in July. And it does feel like they've, in a way, chosen Hanifin over Marchessault. And I don't know, that blue line is really damn good. So it's hard to argue against that decision, loyalty aside.
Well, that's been their biggest thing that I've applauded them on the whole time. It's earned them a ton of criticism that they just say goodbye to players that have meant a lot, whether it's been Paul Stastny or Marc-Andre Fleury or whoever it might be over the years, Max Pacioretty, they're willing to jettison guys that they feel like have sort of outlived their quote unquote useful life in Vegas. And that's hard to do. It takes balls the size of a dump truck. And I think that's basically how they've managed this team to this point. They don't leave any stones unturned. And there's a reason why they've had as much success as they've had is because they're ultra aggressive, both in acquiring, but that also means you have to be ultra aggressive in dumping guys off of your roster.
We're going to be joined by Ryan Pike in a couple of minutes to talk a little Calgary Flames. They'll be our postmortem for the day, but it's Friday and we're heading into the final weekend of the regular season, Frank. So I wanted to play a little fair or foul. And the first one I got for you heading into the final weekend of the regular season, there are a handful of bona fide playoff teams who are sputtering a bit right now. I think you could include Florida still in that conversation, although they've won two in a row. I think Colorado and Vegas are also in the mix there. I'm going to say the team that should be the most concerned is actually the Vegas Golden Knights. Fair or foul?
I think that's fair. I would say this has been an incredibly up and down season. Adin Hill has shown some warts the last little while. His game doesn't appear to be right. And even the true staples of what makes Vegas, Vegas, their system, their structure, their back pressure, none of that, I'm not saying it's disappeared. It isn't as much of a threat as it was. I'm certainly not writing the Vegas Golden Knights off, but I do think it's fair to be concerned about where their game is at.
Second one I got for you, I want to circle back to the Sidney Crosby discussion. And Pat, if you can maybe flash up the top 10 points all-time list that we had made there. I'm going to say Sidney Crosby eventually works himself into the top three and gets past Mark Messier. He would need 296 more points in his career. Fair or foul?
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
So you're basically looking at four more full seasons from Crosby?
Yeah, four more full seasons at 90 points a season.
I mean, look, his love of the game is unquestioned. I don't know that I'd bet against it, but I would say that feels at least a little bit like a reach. Like at some point, you know, even Joe Sakic and these guys, Steve Yzerman, the production declines and it's not 90 points a year. Could he get there? I think it would probably take him closer to five at some rate. And what we're talking about right now is Crosby's having one of the best 36-year-old seasons we've ever seen in league history. To continue to do that 4 years from now at 40, I'm not sold.
It is a tough one. I think the top five is very doable when you look at the fact he needs 207 to get past Ron Francis, but anyhow, that might be a stretch. Let's move along to our big segment today and get to the All 32 with our pal Ryan Pike. The All 32 is delivered by DoorDash this week, and you can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more. All you need to do is download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code Nation25. You can even take advantage of the Double Dash feature, which lets you add a second stop onto your order for zero extra delivery fees. Ryan Pike from Flames Nation joins us to talk a little bit about those Calgary Flames. And this was a season that came down to a big decision for Craig Conroy. Was he going to keep some pending UFAs and push in, or was he going to sell them off? He ends up selling them off. So when you look at this season and the assets he brought in, from the scope of the rebuild or the retool, whatever you want to call it, was this season a success?
I mean, I think the worst case scenario, I think, in a lot of folks' minds was the idea of the Flames doubling down on a core group that, for whatever reason, just hasn't been able to get it done when the chips are down. I mean, you take away Johnny Gaudreau and Matthew Tkachuk a summer ago, and it's depleted. And I think last season, even though I think a lot of the challenges were related to some conflict between various members of the staff and roster and the head coach, I don't think you can put it all on Daryl Sutter. I think there was some just, this is the way things are trending. And I'll give Craig Conroy a lot of credit. He sat before us in May and said, we're going to go young and I'm not going to let guys leave for nothing. And we're sitting here 78 games in, and, you know, Connor Zary became a regular player of the team this year. Martin Postecil became a regular member of the team. They moved out Nikita Zadorov when they did, partially because they wanted to give some runway to some of these young guys. And it would have been very easy to double down on the group. He didn't do that. He stuck to his guns. And as a result, even when the club was sort of, you know, sticking with it and sort of in and around the playoff picture, I think he made the tough decisions to keep, you know, the metaphor I've used was they're flying a plane, and during the flight, they're swapping out parts. And the fact that they stuck around in the playoff picture as long as they did is a minor miracle. So I think based on the context of the season and what they needed to accomplish, I don't think it can be considered anything but a success. As much as, you know, it's painful to say a postseasonless, you know, year is a success, I think for what they needed to accomplish this season, I think they hit all the boxes.
Man, if you fly as much as I do and you've been following the Boeing story, that metaphor is horrifying. So thanks for that. Ryan, we know the big question heading into the summer is what happens with Jacob Markstrom. If you look into your crystal ball, what do you project?
I'm not as connected as you are, Frank. I just don't see how you can unring that bell. I mean, when, you know, I think it's easy for teams to entertain trading players because it happens all the time. We just never hear about it. But when you're a player and you've been sort of engaged in the process that seemed to have go as far as it did, and, you know, by all accounts, Jacob Markstrom wrapped his head around playing with a different team, I don't know if, you know, it's like, you know, you talk about breaking up with someone and then you just don't do it. I don't know if you can unhave that conversation and have things go back to the way they were. And so I'd be really shocked if he's on the roster after the draft, simply because I don't know how you can go forward with him in that situation at this point.
And in that same vein, is Dustin Wolf, is he ready? Is he ready to take on a much bigger workload in the NHL?
Yes, I it's sort of twofold there. I don't know what's left for him to accomplish at the American Hockey League level. He spent 2 years in the AHL, goalie of the year both years, MVP last year, and this year he's sort of had the, you know, unenviable task of sort of yo-yoing. He's been up and down, and he's been sort of thrown into some very odd situations as a third year pro. And, you know, I think he's done it about as well as you can, but now it's sort of a case of, okay, he's dipped his toes in the water and he didn't drown. So now you got to sort of give him a chance to actually have a run with this. And my guess is that the Flames goaltending tandem is, you know, Dustin Wolf and somebody else, but I don't know exactly who the somebody else is, given, you know, Markstrom's overall situation and Dan Vladar's significant injury and surgery.
One of the approaches Conroy had was not just getting, you know, 18, 19 year old prospects. He went out and added in these trades pieces that can help the roster. Now we know how good Sharon Govich has obviously been. Kuzmenko was picked up, and Miramanov on the blue line as well. Heading into this summer, what do you think his kind of approach or strategy would be? And maybe what do you think it should be if you were in his shoes? Should it be a harder lean to the future? We take a look at some of the pending UFAs here as well. Or do you think he should be going out and maybe trying to add a little bit of talent to keep this team afloat and not a pure basement dweller like a San Jose?
Well, Craig's been pretty adamant that he doesn't want the team to sort of get used to losing because, you know, I think it's tough to ask Canadian fans to watch a losing team, even if they know it's building towards something. You know, this was a team that, you know, even when Bradshaw Living began his retool, rebuild, whatever, in 2014, the building was still mostly full because fans knew what direction they were going in. And I think in this market, the fans will give them a certain amount of runway based on how transparent they've been about the process. But I also think you need to put a product in the ice that has some competitive value. And so I think you're looking at potentially, you know, being a player in free agency. And I, you know, given the salary cap's going to go up, but if you look around on Cap Friendly, a lot of teams have already spent most of the cap increase. You know, you guys just finished talking about Vegas and their precarious cap situation, even with LTIR. If you're the Flames, there's going to be a lot of opportunities to potentially get another team's overpaid second pairing guy, overpaid third or second line center, and fill in some gaps in your roster. And I think part of the reason I think that they've been able to, you know, really give a run to some of these young guys is, you know, what don't you have at this point? What do you think you'll need? Because, you know, if the idea is that you want to have a team that is a team of note when the new building opens in 2027, how do you get there? And how do you get there in a way that doesn't, you know, basically throw your most promising prospects into the deep end without a life preserver? You want to build some success and build some guardrails in for these guys, and figuring out what you need to get in order to bring them along, I think could be a big plus for them.
Ryan, we've talked nauseatingly enough this week about arenas, but you just mentioned the new building in Calgary. You have covered that story like a blanket. You've murdered it. No one has been as nearly as complete as you have. What's the latest quickly on timeline and when we can expect to see some construction?
The clever thing they did was last time they did all their permitting through one permit, which basically means you can't do anything till that one permit is done. And anyone who's done anything with a level of government knows it takes sometimes several months to get big things out, you know, through the queue. They split out the excavation and the grading. So I think in pencil, the plan is to do some sort of a groundbreaking in late July, early August after the stampede is over. Then they'll dig a hole. And by the time that's all done, they're hoping that they can have the main buildings permitting all complete. And then probably early in 2025, actually start building the building. But I don't think it's unrealistic to expect by the time Flames fans show up for games in October of 24, there's going to be a hole with a tarp over it where the next year they'll start building a building.
Appreciate your time here, Ryan. Have a good weekend, man.
Take care, guys.
Moving along to our daily face-off inbox question. It's brought to you by Douglas Mattress. You can order today at douglas.ca/DFO. And right now, every order comes with a free comfort sleep bundle, two memory foam pillows with pillow protectors, one luxurious cotton sheet set, and one mattress protector free with any order today at douglas.ca/DFO. Frank, before we get to our inbox, you got some news items?
Yeah, just a quick update on the Four Nations face-off. I know it's next February, but some news so far this morning. Expect at some point in the near future for the NHL and the NHLPA to announce, as we reported in February, that the two host cities will be Montreal and Boston. Plus, you're starting to see teams officially name their management team. So Team USA, we know Bill Guerin is going to be the general manager, but today he's added Tom Fitzgerald of the New Jersey Devils, Bill Zito of the Florida Panthers, and Chris Drury of the New York Rangers, as well as Chris Kelleher of the Wild as his staff for Team USA. And then in Canada, Doug Armstrong is overseeing the whole thing and is the Olympic GM for 2026. But Don Sweeney and Jim Neal are going to be the GM and associate GM for the Four Nations face-off. So Team Canada, Team USA starting to come together for the Four Nations face-off. Just take that thing and inject it into my veins. Let's go.
You're so fired up for best on this hockey. You're asked DFO today, Frank. I'm throwing you one. It's Masters weekend. I'm going to give you a golf question. I'm going for my first round of the year tomorrow in Edmonton. I'm very excited. But I'm going to give you, you're outside of 100 yards, but I'm going to let you pick the rest of the distance. You need to get the shot on the green for $1 million. What distance, what club are you using? What's your most confident golf shot?
115 would be my distance. That is my 52 degree wedge. And what am I wagering? Is that part of it?
Nah, I just want to know what your most confident golf shot was.
So 115, yeah, that would be it. And every year, it's funny, whenever we do these like tournaments, just, you know, playing around with friends and stuff, they always have like a beat the pro. And there's a pro that sits there on the tee box and you can wager for pro shop credit as to like, do you hit the green or not? So if you lose, you still get that amount of money in pro shop credit. But if you win, you double it. And so every year I'm like, dude, I'm going to spend $500 at some point in there over the course of the year. I go, that was the limit, $500. And every time it'd be, hey, that you just got $1,000. And they suddenly limited that after I was maxing out.
For me, Frank, I'm going to go 175 yards out, and then I'm going to let Amber hit the shot because she's better than me and she'd probably execute.
175. What would the club be? For me, that'd be a 7-iron.
That was just a joke for me to set up Amber with her driver. I would probably, my actual answer would be like, yeah, probably 125-ish. I'm usually pretty dialed in with my pitching wedge, but you know, I don't hit the ball far.
Can't wait to see you out there tomorrow. That'll be awesome.
Should be fun. All right, let's move along to our daily bets for the day as we cruise along on the show. It's brought to you by Betano. The game starts now at betano.ca. A couple of plays for you here on a Friday night. Moneyline parlay. I think the Oilers keep their winning streak alive and take care of business. I like Nashville to get back on track. Play these two together on the money line. Arizona's been pushing some teams. Chicago, weirdly enough, has been pushing some teams. I'm not getting risky. I'm just straight up two favorites on the money line. Minus 116 is the payout there. And I'm also going into the props for this Oilers game. No Connor McDavid. Expect Leon Draisaitl to have another good night. 2+ points is +115. Should at least be high scoring between these two, I think. So give me Draisaitl to get 2 points tonight on a Friday between the Oilers and Coyotes. And it's all brought to you by Betano.
Coyotes expected to address the media, or at least be available to the media today in Edmonton. So that'll be interesting. And yeah, it's been a tough week for them.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's wrap up the show with a little garbage time. It's brought to you by Wendy's and the Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool. This weekend and every day, you can take advantage of the new Cinnabon pull-aparts. Get that and a small coffee for just $5 today at Wendy's or on the Wendy's app. Frank, Frozen 4 coming to a close. And our pal Jeremiah, who I see is in the YouTube today, got a chance to meet Cavs GM Kent Hughes. A nice little story here between one of our everyday listeners and a friend of Frankly Speaking.
And check out the hat. Daily face off. Love to see it. And I love that he just apparently he told me he went up to Ken Hughes and just said, hey, I heard your interview with Frank. It was awesome. And that's, I guess that's how they started talking. So Jeremiah, the sports beard in the chat as usual. So you guys are in there with him every day. Love to see the community that we're building and the fandom, and huge shout out to Jeremiah as well for his services in our armed forces.
Absolutely, 100%. And if you want to look as fresh as Jeremiah there, you can head to nationgear.ca and pick up Daily Faceoff hats, hoodies, and t-shirts. So there's one more plug before we wrap up the week of shows. A big shout out to Jeremiah and everybody else in the YouTube. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Frank?
I was going to say, you had a lot of plugs in here, but we're not going to tell anyone that you called her your girlfriend and not your fiance.
I don't like that word, and don't tell her I said that. It just doesn't roll off the tongue all that well. Anyways, before I get myself in any more trouble, we'll wrap up. A big shout out to Pat Puff filling in on the production today. Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll be back on Monday.
Thanks for tuning in to Daily Faceoff Live. Make sure you hit the subscribe button to never miss an episode.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
All right, hockey fans, listen up because we've got something special coming your way this playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and let me tell you, it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game day, you're going to be faced with four questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle. And here's a sneak peek into some of those questions we'll be firing your way. First up, you got to pick the winning team. That sounds simple, right? But there's more. You got to decide if the total amount of goals in the game will be over or under a certain amount, and that's where the real strategy starts to kick in. Next up, you're picking who's going to find the back of the net first, and you're going to want to be careful because that's one that could be cooked early on in the game. And finally, you got to predict which period is going to be the highest scoring. Will it be a barn burner in the first, a shootout in the second, or a nail biter in the third? That's up to you to decide. Now let's talk about prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? For the daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards to treat yourself to some fresh nation gear, and you might even win a jersey from your favorite team. And for the big dogs, those who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.